Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
Books are for everyone, aren't they? You can go to your local library or bookstore and pick up just about any book you want. But there are some very special books that are not available to you and me. Precious medieval illuminated manuscripts, like the famous Book of Kells, which is kept in a glass case in Dublin, or the 13th century Carmina Burana, which we're listening to right now, which is only examined with white gloves. But luckily, you and I have a man on the inside. Christopher de Hamel has made a career of studying these ancient manuscripts and has documented 12 of his favourites in his award-winning book, Meetings with Remarkable Manuscripts. Christopher is a fellow of Corpus Christi College, Cambridge, and fellow librarian of the Parker Library. I have to admit, your book, I was a bit daunted when I first picked it up because it's a huge book that goes in great detail through these manuscripts. But the way you write about them, Christopher, it's so familiar and friendly. Are you trying to make these manuscripts accessible to people who can't see them?
I think the idea of the book, the kind of concept of it, is that the greatest illuminated manuscripts of the world are more or less inaccessible to most people. So it's sort of, come with me, O reader, and we will go and see them. And it's a kind of, if you like, a travel guide, vade mecum. Come with me and we will look at these manuscripts. So it describes not only the books themselves, but where they live and how you get there and what it's like when you get to the library and how you feel when you're sitting there and they bring out for you the greatest manuscript of Chaucer or the Très Belles Heures of the Duc de Berry or one of these extraordinarily famous manuscripts. And it's meant to be as if we were sitting side by side. So it's a sort of a conversation.
And that's how it feels. Now, as you say, these manuscripts, they're off limits to the common people, but you can see them because you are a paleographer. Can you tell me, what does a paleographer do, Christopher?
The word paleographer literally just means old writing, paleo and graph. So someone who works on old manuscripts.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Books are for everyone, aren't they? You can go to your local library or bookstore and pick up just about any book you want. But there are some very special books that are not available to you and me. Precious medieval illuminated manuscripts, like the famous Book of Kells, which is kept in a glass case in Dublin, or the 13th century Carmina Burana, which we're listening to right now, which is only examined with white gloves. But luckily, you and I have a man on the inside. Christopher de Hamel has made a career of studying these ancient manuscripts and has documented 12 of his favourites in his award-winning book, Meetings with Remarkable Manuscripts. Christopher is a fellow of Corpus Christi College, Cambridge, and fellow librarian of the Parker Library. I have to admit, your book, I was a bit daunted when I first picked it up because it's a huge book that goes in great detail through these manuscripts. But the way you write about them, Christopher, it's so familiar and friendly. Are you trying to make these manuscripts accessible to people who can't see them?
I think the idea of the book, the kind of concept of it, is that the greatest illuminated manuscripts of the world are more or less inaccessible or inaccessible to most people. So it's sort of, come with me, O reader, and we will go and see them. And it's a kind of, if you like, a travel guide, vade mecum. Come with me and we will look at these manuscripts. So it describes not only the books themselves, but where they live and how you get there and what it's like when you get to the library and how you feel when you're sitting there and they bring out for you the greatest manuscript of Chaucer or the Très Belles of the Duc de Berry or one of these extraordinarily famous manuscripts. And it's meant to be as if we were sitting side by side. So it's a sort of a conversation.
And that's how it feels. Now, as you say, these manuscripts, they're off limits to the common people, but you can see them because you are a paleographer. Can you tell me, what does a paleographer do, Christopher?
The word paleographer literally just means old writing, paleo and graph. So someone who works on old manuscripts.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is now up, and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.